Hey guys, Jake Woods here to tell you about Amazon through the Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's simply the best way to support this free show. When you shop Amazon, think FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon has everything you need at some of the best prices. Shop Amazon today at FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Before we get started with the show and step into the spotlight, allow us to spotlight you.
Yeah, for downloading, subscribing, watching, and listening to Fat Guy Radio, a radio show.
This show wouldn't be what it is without your support. So for that, we say thank you.
From us to you, thank you for listening to this and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Now where's that chipmunk?
Dude, that's your part.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hi guys, I'm taking a break from my regular petition videos this week because I'm kind of in hope for, I'm looking for an internet or a real life girlfriend. I recently broke up with my other girlfriend because some guy on Facebook kind of convinced me he was a girl, and we've been sexting each other for about, I'd say about a good 4 months now. I've sent him pictures of my body and stuff, and then he just turned around yesterday and told me he was a hermaphrodite. I don't even know what that is. He just said, I'm a male hermaphrodite. I don't know what that is, but I'm just going to assume it's something to do with homosexuality and atheism or something. So yeah, I'm kind of looking for an internet girlfriend. You have to be into vampires. And also, I want you to meet my cat. You have to be into cat. Come here, Mr. Whiskers. Mr. Whiskers. Mr. Whiskers, come here.
Coming to you live from the BDB Production Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Amazing, man. Where do you find this stuff?
I don't know.
Her math is right.
He's a hermaphrodite. Please turn my headphones up, Lip. I can't hear crap. Man, everything sounds really low. I hope those levels look good.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi.
Maybe that was
hell,
why
we, hell, the gang is here.
Maybe that's how we got the remix in the opening.
Am I allowed to say Richard on this show?
Yes.
But like, not Richard, you know, like the
oh,
nickname.
No, you can't say Tricky.
We can say
Dick Tracy?
Yes, we can say
Dick Cheney.
Yeah, we can say Dick Cheney. But if you want to spin it a little bit, then, you know, make it a little...
Spin it
up a little bit. You know, use jargon or slang, if you will.
Yeah.
But what's more important to say is, what is happening right now? Fat Guy Radio Show for August 9, 2014, live from Studio G, sitting bare ass on the copier at the BDB Radio Network. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ Fat Guy Radio Show. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show on all your social media sites. Please do it. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has everything you need and more. Summer is winding down and fall is just around the corner. Thank God. Kids are headed back to school or already in school. There is still time to get those last minute supplies with amazing Amazon back to school or off to college deals. Most schools provide your child with a list of items they will need throughout the school year. Grab that list, log on to Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and find every item. And with your Amazon Prime account, everything your child needs will arrive in 2 days with free shipping. But to take advantage of these and other great savings, you must go through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or simply click the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Amazon has many ways to save on everything from household items to office supplies. But when you shop through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. It's the single best way we power this show.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hell.
Show. I'm just gonna look at you, Papa Bear.
You're just gonna look at me?
I'm just gonna look
through the camera. I don't know why the camera angles look really, really close, and you guys look perfectly framed, and I look far away.
I like the way how I can see every zit on D-Tay's face.
D-Tay is out. Oh, coming out punching.
Ouch.
Hey, and boys.
I like the way that I can see all the pasty whiteness of Jake's face.
Hey.
And his blue eyes.
Don't be mad, I'm superior.
Ooh. Oh.
Actually, there's a video on Facebook I want you to check out then, if that's what you think.
He got trolled by a girl. That poor bastard. There's a video to that opening that we did that you got to see. This kid looks like me, but the color of Jake. And
he has Justin Bieber hair.
He has Justin Bieber hair. Oh, if Justin Bieber was 60.
Right.
And this dude is, he has to be probably, I know this is, I'm almost trepidatious to say something about him because it may come across as bullying because he's just
you
some
may
fat
seem
kid.
Like a dick.
Right. I absolutely may seem like a dick.
This is why
you
I ask
you might
these questions.
Seem like a Johnson.
I might seem like an a-hole. Yeah. But this dude, the video is hilarious. We'll put it up on our YouTube page on youtube.com/user/FatGuyRadioShow, wherever the hell it is. Click our YouTube button on our website.
The
kid kind of sounded to me like that one kid that was in the 50 Cent video, the Grind On Me video.
The Grind On Me video? I didn't see that because I'm sorry, I'm not that black.
There's a video of this little white kid.
Mm-hmm.
And from your description, he sounds just like that.
He does. He's a portly white kid.
And he does all these videos where he like lip syncs all these songs and everything.
I know
Jake. You know exactly who I'm talking about.
You must know about vampires.
And I want you to meet Mr. Whiskers, my cat. Mr. Whiskers, Mr. Whiskers, come here. And then in the video, he literally leaves the camera shut, the frame, to go find Mr. Whiskers, and he brings Mr. Whiskers his cat, and he talks about how sexy he is, and this is just a doughy ass white boy.
Talks about his teeth.
Yeah. And how the hell do you get fished and send pictures of your body for 4 months?
Hey man.
He texted pictures
of his
body.
Have you ever watched Catfish?
Catfish.
I never seen Catfish.
I've never seen Catfish either.
How about Catfish?
No, I eat it though.
Yeah.
I do eat it.
We're black.
The kid looked like he definitely has a Twitch page.
Oh, okay.
Great
transition.
Thank you very much. Okay, this is going to be kind of, this is all in Jake's wheelhouse because Jake is a video game guru.
Of course.
If you will. You know what I mean? And
I am the master of video
games. D-Tay is twitching right now. You know what? Sidebar. I just tweeted out on Facebook, Fat Guy Radio Show is really two shows in one. It's radio and TV.
Exactly.
Man, you guys got to watch us on Ustream and subscribe to our Ustream page because there's stuff that happens while I'm talking that I'm not acknowledging that's happening like at any given time. Philippius can just get up and just start flipping out like crazy.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what he does.
As he just sits there.
Yeah. As he just
I may there. Just get completely naked randomly.
Yes. That'd be a dream come true.
Random nakedness.
Granted, awesome. You can only see like my chest up.
Until he stands up, and then everybody stands up. Oh!
Hello.
But Twitch is this new thing that I guess it's new. I don't know. But I found it interesting that it is basically, and Jake, you're going to have to help me with this.
Of course.
Twitch.tv. I hate to give it a plug because it's not affiliated with Fat Guy Radio Show whatsoever. It may be in the future. I don't know. But how it came to my attention is that Google bought Twitch for $1 billion. And what Twitch is it's an
chump change.
It's an online video service of where you just go, D-Tay, and you watch people play video games. If I understand it correctly.
Yeah. People basically live stream them playing either video games or I guess you could just live stream you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a hub for video game video podcasting.
Yeah, it's really cool. A lot of like fighting game championships are streamed through Twitch.
Let me ask you this though, man. What is Google bought this, so it clearly has some type of value. And D-Tay, I'm not sure if you're aware of this.
And I've got
Twitch
something to say
not.
About Google, but let's just talk about Twitch.
Not really aware of this.
You're not aware of this? This blew my mind.
The intern probably knows more about this than I do.
Of course.
That little intern be on the computer all the time. And all I hear is like people playing Minecraft and some people, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, like he just, like...
Yeah, because the intern just sits around in his Superman underoos playing online video gaming.
Exactly.
That's all he does. Yep.
The way it happened, the way I see that Twitch happened is, like, YouTube existed and people would live stream, or not live stream, they would post themselves playing, like, Minecraft or other stupid video games.
Right.
But then they're like, you know what would be really cool if we were able to live stream this? So then they invented Twitch, and...
But it wasn't that already happening. What do you benefit? And I'm not a video gamer, so I may not have a dog in a fight, but it clearly struck a chord if Google bought it for $1 billion. Oh, yeah. It's going down as one of the biggest, I don't know what the big word is when another company buys another company, but Twitch is linked through Justin TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to have a Justin TV before we got our Ustream affiliate, which was through our YouTube account. But it's what do you benefit from sitting around and just watching someone play video games?
Sometimes it's really entertaining. Some people are really funny when they play. And, like, you know, sometimes people create, like, characters. Like,
sure.
Like a TV show, you know? So, I mean, that's... I mean, it's no different than just, like, why would anyone come and just listen to us ramble about Twitch
for hours. What it makes it even more interesting is since before even Google bought it, the Twitch users, they have millions of subscribers and they make money.
Some people. It's harder to make money on Twitch than it is on, like, YouTube.
Yeah, but people are pulling in money on it. And there's, and some of them, I'd spent a little bit of time. I clicked on the link and I went to the website. There was this dude that was just sitting there. The video game was playing. I guess he was in front of a green screen and he was small down in the right hand corner.
Yep.
And he was kind of having a conversation, kind of like what I envision when you play, like, Xbox and you're playing with, like, a 12-year-old African kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so he's sitting there and he's talking about, and the video game is going, and I completely, you know, zonked out on it. But it's interesting because of the technology. And we have a lot of technique geeks that listen to this type of show. And I know we have a lot of video game people that listen to the show too. But for Google to step in, spend $1 billion on this website.
Yeah.
And of course, now you see ads popping up on it and everything else.
So
but,
I've got an issue with Google buying Twitch.
Really?
Yeah, so here's my issue.
Lay your issue out there. Now remember, we are friends with Google.
Yeah, I love Google. Google does some great things.
Yeah, they do.
You know, but here's the problem with what they're doing with Twitch right now. And I don't think it's a problem that Google bought Twitch. It's just that they did something. They implemented this thing where they have this software that listens to every video. And then if it hears any sort of music, even if it's in-game music,
right,
they will pull down the video and it'll be gone forever.
It's YouTube.
Sort of, but like...
That's exactly what YouTube does.
Yeah, but it's a software. So like, it's not like someone looking through and being like, okay, yeah, right. this. No, it's like... So like even Twitch, itself has a channel on Twitch.
Sure.
And they do like podcasts every once in a while. Even their videos got pulled.
Wow.
That's insane. Yeah. And that means there's going to be no videos of Madden being played, because Madden or 2K,
right.
Those videos all music. Have music from like actual like artists and stuff.
Yeah, but didn't you say
you have to turn the music off, basically. And
didn't you say on the show a while back, Jake, that there are actually video game companies out there that want you to share your video game play because it's almost free advertisement?
Yeah, yeah. And like even there's a company called Valve. And
yeah.
They're like a gaming company.
Yeah, they turn around all the time. Get it, Valve?
Valve.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be your cruise ship director for the day.
They even posted like gameplay of one of their games, and it had like the music from the game in it.
Yeah.
But it's their game. They created the game. So they should be able to do whatever they want with it. Their video got pulled instantly because of that software that's listening to all the musics.
It is a huge thing.
Yeah.
And I thought it was warranted to bring up on the show because I mean we live on the land of the internet and I track with all of this kind of stuff that affects internet commerce, which is what Fat Guy Radio Show is. And I know it's not the waka waka funny that you know people are expecting, but it really is amazing to me that this new technology, online streaming, video gaming, online gaming, and I know I heard of a title that you've spoke of before, Jake, The Last of Us or something like that. People playing that on the show.
I love The Last
of Us. On that thing. It just blew me away. $1 billion.
I know. That is a lot of money.
You can buy Fat Guy Radio Show for a fraction of that. I will sell you FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I wonder if they have videos of Asura's Wrath.
Who?
Probably.
Because that game is freaking awesome.
Oh, okay, yeah. Now we're really getting I just started. I don't know what the hell.
It's because of you guys.
Yeah.
Like, I bought that game.
Yeah.
Because of us. What? Me or Jake?
I heard Jake talking about it one time. And the way he described it, talking about it, I was like, this game sounds amazing. I went out and bought it for like $20. And, like, I almost beat it in a day because I couldn't stop playing. Like, every chapter, I was like, next episode.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. No, they didn't just throw him over. Oh, that fat piece of lard right there. Like,
I almost beat it every day, too, but it wasn't a video game.
Yeah.
That's not right.
And the thing about Twitch is, like, if you don't have the money to go buy that game, but you really want to see what the game is, you can go on Twitch and just watch someone play it and be like, oh, yeah, this game looks cool. Or maybe this game looks not so cool and all.
That was some of the some of the reviews and write-ups that people were saying, hey, this is kind of, Twitch is kind of awesome. Because, and as many times as we said, Twitch, you might need to advertise on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yeah, you guys are great.
People were saying that, hey, when you want to play a game or you're playing a game and you can't beat a certain level, there's videos up there of people kind of giving you a how-to favorite words, tutorial.
Yes,
there.
Yeah, tutorial.
Tutorial.
And the thing about like Minecraft and stuff, like you can put like mods on it and you can like see all the different mods that people have created. For games, it's really cool. Yeah, Twitch is cool.
I thought it was very interesting, and I wanted to talk about it. We've got a lot more things to go on the show. Another website that is doing some weird stuff. Have you seen, D-Tay, these Facebook videos called what is it called, Philippe? The Burn Challenge?
Yeah, there's one that's called a Burn Challenge.
First off,
the Burn Challenge.
I want to know what the Burn Challenge is.
I will describe it.
Please enlighten us.
Yeah, I don't
Mocha
know
Cup, tell us.
I don't know what
so,
this is.
So the Burn Challenge is basically this. This challenge invented by white people, given to black people in order to kill off the black population.
No, that's not what it is. You can send your complaints to sales at Fecha Radio.
Basically, what it is it's a bunch of black teenage kids.
Idiots!
Who are, like, they have no common sense in their brains. And some of the videos have the parents right there watching them do this.
Yeah, or holding the camera.
Holding the camera.
Or giving them the liquid or the lighter.
So they'll stand in a shower. They'll have the shower on full blast, and then they'll pour like some rubbing alcohol. But not all of them do
something flammable.
Not all of them do it with rubbing alcohol. I seen a kid do it with a nail polish remover, and another kid did it with like kerosene.
Yeah, because acetone in nail polish is flammable.
Flammable.
Can you say that, Lip? Flammable. Very good. Back to you, D-Tay.
Continue.
So they light themselves on fire.
Yes, they light
themselves.
In the shower.
And then they try to turn and douse themselves in water, and it doesn't work half the time. So you see these kids, like, I saw one kid, like, rip his boxers off and was, like, rolling around butt naked in the bathroom. And mind
Why?
You, most of these bathrooms are tiled. And they have, like, rugs. It's like, what do you expect to accomplish? You're not smothering the fire with anything.
Yeah.
No. So they stand, this is the thought process. As I watch these, because when you scroll through Facebook nowadays, yes, I'm bitching about it, Facebook, because Facebook's on my nerve. They on my nerve. When you scroll through Facebook, every freaking post now is a damn video.
Oh, man.
Challenge.
Everything is, and if you got a computer that's lackluster like my piece of crap Mac, I love you, Apple, but my piece of crap Mac, even though you fold it with the patent troll thing came to sue you, but I digress on that. I'll get to that a little later in the show. When you got a crappy computer like me, like them automatic videos mess you up. I don't don't need I don't need to see your little baby crawling across your brand new tile automatically. Yes, the yes, the audio is muted, but that don't make no difference. I don't want it. Facebook has become a scrollable YouTube. Everybody is posting videos now.
I blame Instagram because Instagram was the first thing to do that.
But Instagram is smart, and I know they're part of Facebook, but Instagram is a little smart because Instagram holds your ass to 15 seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
That's enough.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Facebook, you can do a whole hour video on there and post it up.
Yeah.
And it's like, it just depends on like what kind of format you're uploading to.
Because sometimes
when you try to do a iPhone video, it's like, oh, you can't load this much on an iPhone video. It's like,
right.
Why the hell not? Well, whatever. I digress.
Yeah, we all gonna attack Apple. So I'm scrolling through my Facebook feed, and I see these little nigglets standing in the bathtub. Now let me ask you this. This is what I pontificated because you know I smoke a lot of that stuff. So I was pontificating. Who in their mind said go get the iPhone or go get your video camera phone, hold it the wrong way, because don't nobody understand that TVs are 16:9 now.
Yeah.
So they give you 9:16 frames, which is the video going this way. That's another type of video YouTube should kick off. If you can't do something as simple as turn your phone landscape, you shouldn't be able to put videos online. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. My Bernie Mac is coming out because I'm getting fired up. But who says go get the video camera, go get the rubbing alcohol that your grandma mama need for her corns on her toes, go get that, I'm going to take my shirt off, you hold the video, you hold the lighter, I'm going to douse myself with alcohol, and then I'm going to set myself on fire and turn to the water that is behind us, knowing you running up your daddy's and your mama's water bill, standing in there being dumb. And here's the thing, they are all little ignorant nigglets doing this stuff, and this is a challenge. And then it gets interesting, because in the religious zealots came out of the woodworks, and the religious zealots posted up a video of them standing in the bathroom fully clothed. Of course they should have just had on a choir robe, and then they said, well, if you want to light yourself on fire, how about instead of doing it with alcohol, you light yourself on fire with Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're turning this challenge into it's stupid. What is happening to our brains? Maybe it's the Ebola virus.
It's very,
it could be Ebola.
Very precarious.
It could be the Ebola virus. Will. I don't know. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And when we come back, I got some apologies to make. And it's also what the hell is Corey tweeting right on the other side of this break. Hey, DT.
What?
You know what that is? We're listening. Who this is? We're listening to.
Nah, who is this?
This is the Motown Miracles. You know where they're going to be next Saturday at 8 p.m.?
Where?
They're going to be at the Apache Gold Casino.
What?
Yes, Apache Gold Casino. Yeah, boy.
That means I can go see them.
You can go see the Motown Miracles next Saturday, August 16, 2014, at 8 p.m. Get your tickets for $20 at apache-gold-casino.com. My friend of the show, Sydney Justin, along with the rest of the Miracles, will be out at Apache Gold Casino. Come out, $20 to see the moves, hear the voices, and feel the love as the Motown Miracles perform timeless hits like Ooh, Baby Baby, Tears of a Clown, and my favorite, Love Machine. Come join our friends, Sydney Justin, Cordell Conway, Melvin Bridges, and Carrie Justin of the Motown Miracles in Globe, Arizona. That's Eastern Arizona, August 16th, Saturday night, 8 p.m. Tickets are available at Apache Gold, apache-gold-casino.com. Bring the family. We'll be there dancing and singing along with you. Apache Gold Casino presents. Apache Gold Casino Entertainment presents the Motown Miracles. Tickets on sale right now. I am really, truly excited about this show. It's going to be killer.
I can't wait to see them. Like, looking at them, every time we advertise for them,
yes.
And I see that video, I'm like, boy, that man got moved.
They move. And, I mean, it's a show. And they do the Motown, and they're part of the Motown's Memories event that's been going on out at Apache Gold Casino. So there's going to be a couple of other Motown groups that are going to be there. But
all right.
Our focus is the Motown Miracle. So we'll actually be taping early next week at 3 p.m. We'll be going live at 3 p.m. next week, Mountain Standard Time, so that we have enough time to give you us. And then hightail it in the limo van that will be waiting for us outside the studio to whisk us to the Pinto that the company really rented us to drive over to. Hopefully we'll make it to Globe, Arizona. But it's going to be a really good time, and I'm excited that we're going to go out there and see our boys. I'm going to be dancing, and then I'm going to go play $20 in the slot. I'm going to go drop $20 there, DT. I'm going to drop $20.
Hey, $20 can get you $200.
Yeah, $20 get $200, Jake.
It can also get you zero.
Yeah.
But then again, if you,
Jesus.
But then again, like if you
play, the optimistic if fatalist.
Play, if you only play $20,
I'm a realist.
Optimistic fatalist. I think
it like this: if you only play $20, if you go in with the mindset of today I'm gonna win or lose $20,
right?
I'm done,
right?
Like, and you lose $20, it's like okay, cool. So I can't buy myself that Red Lobster dinner,
right?
Whatever,
right? And if I go in there and drop $2,000, I'm sure the Red Lobster dinner will be free.
Exactly.
Yeah. I doubt it.
A casino comp.
Because you won't have any money left over.
You're very right. But the casino will see that I gambled $2,000 and they will comp. You forget who I am.
He's scoring points.
Let me see.
I will.
Oh. Sorry. The thing is that I can't even play that right now because I'm ashamed.
Ooh.
I am ashamed.
Why are you
Pourquoi?
Ashamed?
Pourquoi?
Boys, I come on this microphone quite often.
That's gross.
And bitch about. I was trying to get past it, but that was pretty good. I was trying to get past it. That all our young listeners don't rewind five just, seconds.
They're like, "Lol, sir."
I often.
He wasn't ready.
I often complain and bitch and moan about companies, and I have an apology to issue, and I don't do this too often, and I'm ashamed, but my eyes have been opened. I have seen the light on a company that I not necessarily have downed, but I have not supported. Because of number one, its location, its history, and the fact that I deemed it ghetto. And I don't do ghetto very well. It's very well documented on the show.
Yes.
That I don't do ghetto very well.
Yes, that's very well documented.
So there is this restaurant, boys, that is in South Phoenix, south of downtown Phoenix, that I may or may not have mentioned on the show.
Okay.
I think you have.
I have? I think I have too. But they serve probably chicken and waffles. And the name of the restaurant...
Mrs. White's?
No. I've slammed them too. Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. I have said for years that I am an Arizona native. Yes. Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, the guy that is the owner of it, is an Arizona native as well.
Yeah.
I've always shied away from Lolo's Chicken and Waffles because... it was this ratty tacky shack of a house located in what Lolo's has even admitted on their website, the hood that I grew up in. Yeah. I grew up in the Matthew Hinton Projects, and Lolo's Chicken and Waffles are located within walking distance of the Matthew Hinton Projects if you wanted to go for a nice brisk walk without bullets raining over your head. Wow. So I've slammed the area of town that they're in. And the fact that I don't like being served food through a window and in a bad neighborhood. You go over there, you got Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, and right behind it is probably a condemned crack house. I've said things like that, you know, but I'm here to apologize, DT. I'm here to apologize.
Wow. After you slam them a little bit more.
My question is,
yes,
what switched on your head? Because I've been going to Lolo's for years. I first went to Lolo my sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
Back when it was a little... rat hole in the wall.
That little S hole in the ground.
Like
yes,
3 years ago.
And I still remember my first dish from Lolo's Chicken and Waffles.
What was your first dish?
Because it was the cheapest on the menu.
Was it chicken and waffles?
No.
Way to stretch there, Jake.
I got the catfish.
You got the catfish.
And chips.
Well, let me tell you what happened. How this epiphany of mine went down.
So you did get catfished then.
I did get catfished.
That's another. Jake stretches it once again.
He's reaching.
He's reaching.
This is Jake right here.
So yeah,
I got to make up for last week.
Yeah, so. We both do. I was invited out to lunch because DT, I think you and I both announced that our day jobs changed.
Yes.
Where we took new responsibilities on our day job. So I was saying goodbye to people that I had worked with for 10 years. Wow. In this organization that I've been a part of. And one of my friends who's a listener of the show, Mr., I call him Mr. because M and R is his initials. Mr. said, hey, I'm going to take you to lunch. And he decided to take me to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. Now, of course, the first time he said, well, let's go to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, I was like, in my mind, no! I won't want to be shot. I can shoot myself. Don't take me to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. We can go up the street to Avante's, or we can go up somewhere. You know, that was all going through my head.
We can go to Subway Deli.
Yeah. we could go to Safeway and eat out the deli of Safeway, where the little 12-year-old boy gives you way too many mashed potatoes and not enough gravy. So I decide to go. things that ruin my day. So I decide to go to Lolo's
First
Chicken
world
and Waffles.
Problems.
I go to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. We walk in. The place is amazing.
Yeah, they did new renovations.
They remodeled it.
Yeah.
They remodeled it. So then me, my shoulders slump. I start to feel bad about the fact that I have lived in Arizona for years and never have been to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. Now, it was the house that Shaq that cracked in.
It was until they
It bought, was a chicken cracked in.
It was a chicken cracked in, literally in a house.
Write that down. That's the show title, Chicken Cracked In. I don't have my pad and notes.
It was crazy because it was this small little shack that you had to wait outside like 2 hours before you got seated in because people were packed in there.
Yeah, that's another reason why I didn't want to go, because I've been patient.
But they,
I'm not
they
waiting
was,
around for chicken and waffles.
What they ended up doing was they bought the building next to them, which was a TV repair shop.
Oh, that's what it was. And here it is, a TV repair shop from the 1930s.
Yes.
Mm. It's an old building. So I walk into this renovated 1930s building, and the place looked like Bootlegger's Modern American Smokehouse.
Nice. It's amazing. It was,
so I automatically, I'm like, oh, crap.
You're making me hungry.
I've misjudged this place.
I'm so hungry now.
The server.
I love Lolo's, man.
The servers was, boom, right on top of us, seated us, realized who I wasn't.
Of course. Sexy as hell.
And set us in the, and set us down at the booth. And we get the menu, and it's just full of just food. I'm like, oh, we were at lunch. I was overwhelmed by so many items on the menu. So I order the standard. It's lunchtime. I didn't want to eat too much. I order the chicken and waffle.
Of course.
A leg, a thigh, a waffle.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
That's all you need.
That's all I needed. And I loved how they served the drinks in those cartoon-sized mason jars.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
I just got water because I was afraid of what this was going to be.
You should have got the Kool-Aid.
I didn't know.
They got the purple drink up in there.
They got the purple drink. I didn't know.
They serve you Kool-Aid, right? The Kool-Aid doesn't come with flavors. There's no blue raspberry.
No.
There's no tropical punch.
No.
It's Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
And you get four choices. Or, no, you get three choices.
I wouldn't know.
You get three choices. You get red.
Red.
Purple, and blue.
Because
those,
you know,
the choices.
Yeah, because the color people ain't smart enough to learn the flavors. So while I was sitting there,
it's true. It's
you can send your complaints to Jake at Fat Guy Radio.
I'm the only white guy here.
No, you're that hurt. That hurt.
I'm sorry.
He's just tan.
I'm just tan.
Very tan. He stayed in the toaster a little too long.
So I get the menu and I order the two chickens and the pancake.
The pancake.
It wasn't 5 minutes, and two chickens came out with a waffle on his back, came to the table, sat down. I grabbed my fork and my knife and looked down at my plate. Mm. Sliced open the waffle. Delicious. Took my fork and knife, cut into the chicken.
Was it juicy?
Put the chicken in my mouth. Yes, it was juicy. Put the chicken in my mouth. Sorry. And it happened. Some of the best mother effing chicken I have had that side of the Salt River bottom. Mm. I stand here before you, knee bent and back broke, to apologize to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. Here in front of all four listeners. I, Corey Blaze, am sorry that I have spoken bad about your location and the whole gimmick of your restaurant because my eyes were open to the Lolo's chicken and waffles, even though that old church lady, that old black church lady sitting on the corner was giving me the old stink eye because I was cutting my chicken with a fork and a knife. She was definitely mean mugging a brother, but that was the best chicken. It was seasoned perfectly. It was cooked perfectly. And I didn't even, never in my mind did I ever think savory and sweet together, but the syrup was warm. The portions was perfect, even though it was two pieces of chicken and a cartoon-sized waffle and a cartoon-sized mason jar of water. It was delicious. I apologize. Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, I have given you a ringing endorsement. I want to go. I want to meet Mr. Lolo himself, shake his hand, and apologize to him in person because I will go back to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. And even at my new position and my new job, they're opening a Lolo's Chicken and Waffles up the street in the fall of 2014.
So nice. So when you ate it,
yes.
What normally happens on your microphone happened in your pants?
What normally happened on my microphone happened in my pants. Absolutely. Nice. Why I went to the Corey and DT shot, I don't know.
Can I talk about that waffle?
Please talk about the waffle because I slept on this, folks. I was wrong.
Jake, have you ever been?
I have been, yes.
You've been? Have you ever been?
No.
Lip.
Okay, so Lip, I'm talking to you.
Okay. All right. Talk to Lip.
You're making me more hungry.
Now, this waffle is the size of an actual plate.
Wow.
Like, it has serve it on its own plate.
All right, DT, talk slower.
Now, this waffle is served on its own plate.
Yeah, girl.
It is softer.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
your girlfriend's in the thighs.
Yeah. Mm. Touch
it
this, Jake.
It is sweeter than candy.
Sweeter than candy.
There's a hint.
A vanilla
and cinnamon.
Jake's
uncomfortable. I'm telling you that syrup is so warm and juicy.
I just have to push things down right now.
You just want to roll yourself up inside of it and take a nap inside of the waffle.
I have like 3 different feelings right now.
I'm telling you, three different feelings.
That waffle will make you want to marry it. Waffle?
DT, you're going to have to stop. Oh, crap.
Man, there goes one feeling.
Sorry. It's good. I'm sorry. Lolo's Chicken and Waffle, I apologize. Corey Blaze, fat guy, I will be back.
The
I
more
promise.
You know.
I can't get to that bay that fast. Lolo's Chicken and Waffles, I apologize. I'll be back. We can never hear that bay when we play it. We can't. We can never hear.
I heard it.
So, Flippies, you and I are the only two Lolo. We are the only two that have our Lolo V cards.
Exactly.
Jake, you've been there?
I've been there.
The location that I'm talking about.
I'm not sure.
In the hood.
No, you went to the one in Scottsdale.
You would know if you had been to the one in the hood.
You went to one on Scottsdale and Thomas, didn't you?
Yeah.
No.
You had to.
I'm never in Scottsdale, so.
Okay.
So you went to
you went to Central and Buckeye.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right.
That sound familiar? Did you hear that when you were down there?
I mean, it definitely seemed a little sketch, but it was tasty.
Yeah. I got out the car and ran to the door because I didn't know what was going to happen. You know, I didn't want to get shot. I had my bulletproof vest on and everything when I went there.
You wear a helmet?
I did have a helmet on, football helmet.
You went in there looking like Curtis Jackson.
Yeah. At least I wasn't that other NFL player that played a preseason game and went to the club and got shot.
What was that?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear that story? It broke this morning. I scooped the sports boy.
I scooped the sports boy.
Let's see. NFL player shot at a nightclub right after Vikings DT. What is that?
Defensive tackle.
Yeah, okay. Linneville. Oh, thanks for all the pop-ups, FoxSports.com. Jesus. Vikings DT. Daniel Taylor, Linval Joseph, shot at a nightclub after the preseason game.
Wow.
They shot him in the chest. I whatcha? Jake still ain't got that. He's been here 4 years. All right. But the great, I apologize to Lolo's Chicken and Waffles. Jake, it's okay. It's a color thing. They taught me.
Yeah.
They taught me the whole thing.
They brought you up. And
so I went.
Started from the bottom.
So
now we hear.
While we're in the vein of insulting the colored people, DT, I got to ask a question.
Okay.
This ain't good.
I had to go on my new job. I had to go do some shopping, last minute shopping for the company. Right. And I go to the Wally World. Everybody knows what the Wally World is.
Yeah.
I go to the Wally World. I'm walking through the Wally World, and I notice something very interesting.
No one admits that they go to Wally World.
It was for my job. I go to Wally World all the time.
I do too, but I don't admit it.
Yeah. Trying to save your butt.
I admit it. I buy shirts from Wally World.
Yeah. See, you guys can Wally World, but we all know that we still do most of the bulk of our shopping on Amazon through the Fat Guy Radio Show link. Oh, absolutely.
Two-day shipping?
Yeah, I played that on purpose because that was some bull ass. Here we go. I go to Wally World, DT, and why did all the black people look so sad while they were shopping? It seemed like it was hurting them to be in there. So I noticed that the black people look upset. So then I look over and I find the white people, Jake, you know, me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
I find the white people, we skipping around, whistling Dixie, buying stuff we didn't even plan on buying. You know what I mean? And then, of course, Philippians, I didn't leave out your people. Y'all were stocking them shelves really well. But the black people.
He grows his own food.
Oh, man. He grows his own food, packages it,
organic.
And sells it to Wally World.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I thought you were going to say he packages it or dries it out, packages it, and sells it behind the QT for $20 a bag.
That too.
Yeah. He dropped his bag here in the studio as well. Why did the black people look so angry at the Walmart?
I will let you in on a little secret.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Open my eyes. Allow me to see. It's a revealing show for Corey today, folks.
Black people.
Yes. Coloreds.
Coloreds typically aren't rich. All
right? I know, right?
That being said.
Food stamps.
That being said,
ABT.
They don't want to spend
Jake
their money.
Is so embarrassed right now.
I feel so uncomfortable.
You like, should.
I cannot interject in this conversation without being called racist.
No, like, I'm being called racist against DT's people. Half of DT's people.
So every time they have to go, like, we know we have to eat to survive.
You have to kill to survive.
We have to spend money to survive.
Yes.
And it kills us.
Eat or be.
Because we don't make that much.
I'm going to make it even worse right now, Jake.
Oh! One day we will overcome this racial barrier. Where green and black will no longer be polar opposites.
Where y'all won't be so bad to spend $7 on a pair of socks at Wally World.
$7? That's a lot of money on
that
socks,
is.
Bro.
Holy crap.
What the heck? I'm going to Dollar General. Give me a pair.
Yeah, what
six
the
pair
hell,
for a
man?
Dollar. What are you talking about? $7 on a single pair of socks.
$7
we ain't
for
buying
a
no Nike Elite
piece of cloth. Like,
the music makes this so much worse.
We ain't buying no Nike Elite basketball
we
cushion
shall
socks.
Overcome.
We gotta be financially frisk and sound. Like we
amazing
frugal.
Grace.
Hey, whatever happened to the store McFrugals?
It turned into Big Lots.
Big Lots. That I know why they turned them into Big Lots, because McFrugal lets you know that you're getting deals. You at a Big Lot, you're getting rammed up the butt.
Yeah,
because
Big Lots ain't saving
they
you
ain't
no
saving
money.
You nothing. That's
but
why
what's really what's really important is that the black people they don't want to spend $7 on a bag of socks.
No, heck no. I make a little bit of money, and I'm still not spending $7 on socks.
One pair of socks of mine cost $7. But then again, I have the feet of a freaking elephant. I almost made you edit them. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go to break because this is so horrible. When we get back, we're all going to die. What a way to spend the show. We're all going to die.
We're realists.
We'll be back. We're all gonna die. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Before we die, I gotta vape. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Halo Cigs. Halo is the premium electronic e-cigarettes. There's a lot of them popping up everywhere. Oh my God, please stop tweeting me about your e-cig company. I have a Halo Cigs endorsement. I'm sorry. I'm sure you have a great product, but it doesn't outshine my friends at Halo Cigs, my Jersey buddies out at Halo Cigs. American-made e-liquids, Halo Cigs premium quality electronic cigarettes and e-liquid all made in America. Order the G6 Emerald Green model with a 20 milliliter bottle of Sub-Zero e-liquid, and you can be just like me, because that's what I have. And when you click the Halo 6 banner on our website, don't forget to sign up for Halo Rewards. Earn points every time you purchase a refill or a new product. Halo 6 Rewards repeat customers. That's one thing you're not going to get from a lot of the other competitors out there. Halo 6, and grab yourself some Halo swag too, man. They got a sick logo. If you're watching us on Ustream right now, you can see that little sick Halo 6 logo. Get it all through the Halo 6 banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby. Give it to me, DT, make it move.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Gets a little longer every time.
Yeah, it does. It gets a little longer. We're still talking about what he's saying, right? Oh.
Oh.
We're all gonna die!
Yeah, please.
It's the Ebola.
Expand.
I thought the Ebola virus was just the butt end of a joke. It really exists!
Yeah.
Holy crap, some dude that was over in Lithuania or Africa or something like that ended up contracting the Ebola virus.
Awesome.
And of course, what we do is we put the guy in a cartoon-sized Superman souped-up Ziploc bag and bring his ass back to Atlanta and studied him. We are poking and prodding the Ebola boy and the Ebola girl. Actually, you know, it's actually a really good story. Liberia, they were in doing the Lord's work in Liberia at a missionary. Mm-hmm. They weren't doing the missionary in Liberia. They were working at a missionary in Liberia. What happened?
Yeah.
What?
Did anybody track with that?
Yeah.
Lols.
Do you hear what Jake said I did on my microphone earlier in the show? And y'all going to turn your nose up at that comment?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was really funny. I liked it.
It was pretty funny, wasn't it?
I just think your jokes are lacking.
Jokes are not lacking, Jake.
They weren't doing a missionary. They were at a missionary.
They were at a missionary in Lithuania, Liberia, whatever that is, somewhere over there, and they contracted the Ebola.
Okay.
The Ebola virus. Hmm. And it's like they brought them. The Ebola virus is one of the most deadliest viruses on the planet, isn't it?
Super contagious.
Super. Yes. That's why they put them in the cartoon size.
I heard it already killed 8 people.
Google branded Ziploc bag.
Here?
No, not here. In Lithuania, Liberia.
Probably. So we're all going to die!
No!
This guy is not spreading it here, is he?
No, because he's in a Ziploc bag.
He's the bubble boy now.
He's the bubble boy.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Now, I heard the only way you can really contract the Ebola virus, like be the beginning one, was to have sex with a monkey.
That's AIDS.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's AIDS.
What book you reading?
I don't know.
They got the Ebola virus because they were in an Ebola-led area. Now, of course, there's a whole lot of speculators, DT, and the whole, of course, you know, the conspiracy theorists are coming out because people are saying, oh, the government has something to do with the Ebola vaccine they received before they went over there to do the missionary in Liberia.
Liberia.
In the barrio of Liberia. There you go. The barrio of Liberia.
In la biblioteca.
So, I think the people's names are, I wrote them down. So Dr. Kent Brantley. Mm. That sounds like a name of a guy that would contract some disease like this. And yes. Nancy Wrightbowl.
They're white, aren't they?
Of course.
So two people got it.
Black people ain't dumb enough to get the Ebola virus. They too
Ebola!
Busy.
Ebola!
They
run!
We're all gonna die! And you know, all it takes is one colored person to see the Ebola virus and start running. Because when one colored start running, they all start running.
Like that Vine video, where the white dude's running around the corner. He's like, "They're coming!" And the black dude looks, and he just takes off running.
Yeah,
and there was no one there.
Lots of racial issues today.
Yeah,
out there.
And what you want to do is go back and watch the replay of this show and watch how many colors Jake's face turns.
Yeah.
Because Jake has never appeared so uncomfortable on camera before.
No,
that's
fine.
Worth the price of the ticket.
You would think Jake was homosexual because his face turned the full spectrum of the rainbow.
Yeah, yeah. Taste the rainbow. Your face.
Bitch.
Oh.
Taste the rainbow.
But don't
bitch.
Don't taste the rainbow of the Ebola boys.
Yeah.
No.
The Ebola boys.
The Ebola boys.
How do you
That's the name of my new band.
We are the Ebola boys.
Ladies and
What's
gentlemen.
Up?
Ladies and gentlemen, coming up next here at the 10 p.m. Prov, you've heard them. They're famous off of Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Ebola Boys.
The musical stylings of the Ebola Boys.
We're here to melt your face.
That's the music they play.
Yeah. Can I play the French horn in the Ebola Boys?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Of course.
Triangle?
DT, I think we may have just renamed the show.
I want to play the triangle.
I want to play the tambourine, you know.
I can play the
I want to play the cowbell.
Shaker.
I have a fever right now, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
More cowbell. I know, it's really crazy. All right, let's get to what the hell is Corey tweeting right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. I sprung it on him. I was going to try to get into it in the last segment, but it's the segment that's sweeping the nation, ladies and gentlemen, with DT. It's what the hell is Corey tweeting right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, today on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting, the real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze tweeted out, bros gotta learn to keep their boys who's been there since day one. First, because when your girl turns on you, your boys are all you got left. Pound. Word.
Pound.
Pound. Truth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? That's one of those cathartic tweets that your boy dropped on, because I was pissed at a friend of mine, a boy who I've been down with from day one, then got himself into a relationship, and all of a sudden, nobody else exists but her.
Exactly.
So I told his little narrow ass, when you look up one day and she done left your ass on the corner, and you sitting there alone, limp and busted, and you ain't got no friends to call on, you're going to look for us. You better hope we standing there. I'm telling you this, and I'll tell this to every man out there, every young man listening to me right now. Listen to the sound of my voice as I speak into this microphone. Don't lose your boys and your girl. Girls come and girls go. You lose your friends running behind a girl. You blow off all your friends and you don't maintain those relationships. You're going to look up one day and you're going to be all alone with no boys left because you gave your whole entire life in a girl. And yes, Kathy, listener Kathy, I understand that works both ways, but it's the men that do it more so than the girls, because girls are pretty good at maintaining their friendships while in a relationship. But guys, we give up our life, and the only thing that exists are those two boobs and that ass.
Yeah.
You got to remember that your boy's been down with your narrow ass from day one, and when you walk away from us, you're walking away from a good thing for something that could be very temperamental. Let's go to breaks. I said it enough. My goodness, Angels I said enough. Thumping and thumping. Did I say it?
I wanted to add something.
Give us, you got 30 seconds.
Oh. You know she's the one if she can hang around with you and your boys.
Yeah! Yeah! Preach that right there.
That's so true.
Let's come back with Isolated Music Corner. Good Lord, that was a good tweet right there. I almost surprised myself.
As they speed through the finish, the flags go down, the fans get up, and they get out of town. The arena is empty.
Hey, gang. Gather around.
Okay, so I guess we won't play the freaking Fat Full Court Press Radio bit.
Well, go ahead.
Freaking jerk.
Now we're gonna do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey there, sports fans. I'm Corey Blaze. And that's the wrong one. I screwed it up.
See, you aren't even ready.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
And the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with. All right, let's do this for real now.
Yeah, let's do it for real now. It's not like we didn't have the pre-show meeting where we said we're going to run the Full Court Press Radio bit in the third segment. And I'm sitting here and I'm flailing my fat arms all over trying to get your attention. The only thing I could have did was get up and in the helicopter for you to get your attention, because you go off in the la-la land, Lip.
That's how I do it.
I need you to pay attention to what we're doing here. Keep grinning over there like we didn't just screw up the bit of a show.
Yeah,
Jake, take it away. I'm sorry. Damn, I was having a good show, and he just came out here and just right over it.
All right, gang, gather around.
Yes.
I got something to tell you.
Okay, tell us.
All right.
I hate you, Lip, you sexy bastard. Day-Tay! You're looking
welcome.
Fine as hell today, too, mother.
All right, group. Have you ever heard of Stitcher Radio app?
No, we haven't. What's the Stitcher Radio app?
Stitcher Radio app is is the greatest streaming thing you can ever get for a phone or a laptop or,
yes.
or a tablet. So you can listen to all sorts of freaking sweet podcasts.
Heck yeah.
Like this one.
Like this one is sweet.
Right now.
Yes.
You can download the Stitcher Radio app today through fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio or iTunes or Google Play Store.
Yes.
During the registration, make sure you enter Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us field. It's a simple way to let Stitcher Radio know we referred you. Stitcher
Absolutely.
Radio.
Stitcher
proud
Radio.
To partner with us.
Yeah. Stitcher Radio is amazing, and that read would have been even better if it would have had bad music. What the hell, Philippius?
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, dude, you're off it today, man.
Last 5 minutes of the show, he decides to say F it.
It's the pre-show spaghetti.
No more pre-show spaghetti for you. Jake, take it away. You're cutting into Jake's isolated music corner.
It's cool, guys.
Jake, go with your isolated music corner while I have an under-the-table conversation with Mr. Philippius over there.
All right. So tonight in Arizona.
In Arizona!
Where we are. My man, Justin Timberlake, is playing a show.
Justin Timberlake is on tonight?
Yeah.
Tonight?
He will be here tonight.
Tonight?
So to celebrate this great moment in history, we're gonna do a Justin Timberlake song.
Nice.
We're gonna play a little bit of the original tune called Suit and Tie.
Suit and Tie, DJ. Suit and Tie.
The clean version, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. So here it is. You know.
I'll be on my suit and tie. I'll be on my suit.
Everyone knows this song. Who doesn't?
Why does it sound like it's playing backwards?
Oh, that's how it is.
That's how he wrote it?
Yeah.
This is how the song is. This is the intro.
That's weird.
It's like a bunch of... Because you know he works with Timbaland, so it's a bunch of like layered tracks.
Oh, it's not real instruments. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot.
But it sounds cool, man. I dig this song a lot.
You dig it?
You know. Here, let's skip around a little bit so you can hear.
You know? Okay, there we go. I'm feeling that a little bit. I'm grooming a little bit like that DJ. Yeah, you see it?
Oh,
if I had a biscuit. Damn, you fine.
No. All right. Let's see if we can find the chorus here. There it is.
Can we just stare at DJ on the Ustream feed?
Let me show you a good thing.
All right. Great. We've heard the song. Everyone knows it.
Everybody knows it.
Yes.
Didn't even have to play it. So I'm going to have to do some sweet edits here during this song because I couldn't find, like, the acapella, like, edited, so I'm going to edit it as we go. So here we go.
I'll be on my suit and tie. I'll be on my suit and tie. And I'll show you a few things.
Listen to Timbaland.
Who's the guy with the great big cartoon-sized ball singing the bottom?
That's Timbaland.
Super tie details on this song.
I'll be on my suit and tie.
That's you, D.
Let me show you a few things.
It's Timbaland.
Check it.
Let me show you
Check
a
it.
Few
Check it.
Things.
Wait a minute. What are we waiting for?
I can't wait till I get you on the phone. Good looking.
Wait till the chorus, though.
Going hot,
the
so
chorus
I
is like
just
crazy.
Like an oven. And I'll burn myself. I just had to touch it. But it's so fine. And it's all mine. Hey, baby. And we don't mind all the watching. Ha! Cause if they study close, real close, they might learn something. She ain't nothing but a little doozy when she does it. She's so fine. Tonight.
Justin Timberlake has a very
As long
clean.
As I got my suit and tie, I'm gonna leave it all on the floor tonight. And you got fixed up to the nines. Let me show you a few things.
Show you a few things.
All pressed
is that Timberlake in the background?
Yeah.
And you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things.
Show you a few things.
Let me show you a few things.
Show you a few things
about love.
You know, when Justin Timberlake first came out, I thought he was a little too Michael-ish.
Yeah.
He's definitely set himself apart.
Oh, yeah.
He really has.
I want to find a little bit of the rap here.
Give us a little bit of the rap as we take it home.
Hey.
I think this is it.
Get out your seat, Hov.
All black at the white shows.
White shoes at the black shows. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like a set.
That's really freaking cool.
Stout guy, gal, from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The bronc, my rant, disturbing the guests. Years of distress.
Who that is?
On the dress.
Holy.
Trying to hide a face with
who is that?
Jay-Z. Beyonce husband.
Oh, this is ex-husband.
Yeah, yeah. So I won't play the rest of the rap because he kind of gets a little cussy at the end.
Yeah, he gets a little cussy. Nothing worse than getting a little cussy at the end.
Gets a little cussy.
Well, you can't even. You don't even hear those like reverbs.
I know. It's really cool, isn't it? Yeah, I think
One of the great reasons why Jake's Isolated Music Corner is really cool.
Timbaland really killed it with this album. Yeah. This whole album is really great.
I have that actually on my phone.
Really?
It's really great.
Is it my ringtone?
Yeah.
Like
good answer. That was
no, actually yours is a Spaceship Love.
Really?
Yes.
Like I don't look like a person who like loves Justin Timberlake, but
actually you look exactly like a person who loves Justin Timberlake.
Man,
that's true.
I think I look more like a rocker. Give me some credit here.
No,
but you're
you
white,
don't.
So
no.
That gives you the predisposition to like NSYNC and Justin Timberlake.
I think Justin Timberlake has moved into races.
Exactly, because
when he first started, NSYNC was, you know,
I was a big NSYNC fan, and I'm a big Justin Timberlake fan. So it's no like it's no disrespect. I'm just
Dirty
saying.
Pop.
Speaking of Justin's,
speaking of Justin, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Fat Guy Radio Show, Justin. Sorry, Justin. We'll get to you next week.
Hey, just wait out there. We'll talk to you in a second.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing else to do. It's not like anybody's buying any of your CDs. All right,
sorry,
folks.
Sorry, bro.
Today's show was brought to you by. Oh, you know what? Very quickly, happy 70th birthday to Smokey the Bear. Smokey the Bear turned 70 years old today.
Nice. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Amazon has many ways to save on everything from household items to office supplies. When you shop through the link on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's the single best way we power the show, and we thank ye in advance.
Hey, our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, distributed without the written consent from an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info at bdbradionetwork.com.
Hey, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And also, you can stream us through the Stitcher Radio app and catch us live on Ustream every week, exclusively through the Vimeo page for the replay.
After the Levels of Blog by Corey Blaze is my daily blog. There's a real good one coming up, folks. I'm telling you right now, real good one that's going to cost me some Facebook likes, but I'm going to put it up there anywhere. After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. Check it out at afterthelevels.com or click the banner link on our website. For Fat Guy Radio Show cast and crew, I'm Corey Blaze saying skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Adios, people.
Sorry, Lolos.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander? There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.
One, yeah, we need to buy it.